This past June, Tucson and much of southern Arizona experienced 28 days of over 100 degree temperatures. But this time of year, the term dry heat no longer applies. Now it's both hot and humid. For the homeless in Tucson, this makes finding protection from the elements even more difficult. One place that offers some special help to the homeless is the St. Francis Cooling Center, which is located at the Central City Assembly of God near 19th Street and 10th Avenue. Next, Mitchell Riley visits the center on a typically hot summer day.
So, I like to get here early, because if anything can happen, it usually does, and I got to do it.
Carl Zawatsky is setting up rows of bright blue metal-framed cots prior to opening the doors to the center. It is a large space with concrete floors and ceiling fans. Zawatsky has already placed two large containers on a long white plastic table, one for water, one for juice. He holds a dog-eared spiral notepad and runs down the total numbers of homeless visitors from the previous day.
And I didn't do my total yesterday, so 15, 30, 45, 55, 65, 70, 71, 71, 10 women. And lately it's been running about between 75 and 85.
Zawatsky is co-coordinator of the St. Francis Cooling Center. He says the center is open to men and women.
You know, anybody is welcome to come in, treated with hospitality. Hospitality, dignity, some cold water, a nice lunch, a cot to lay down, get refreshed, get off the street, and just relax. And in a safe environment, you know, because it's not easy on the street.
As he opens the doors, he greets those waiting outside.
No lunches yet, but come on in, guys.
Everyone moves to a cot and places their things, what things they have.
Go grab yourself a cot before they get all taken, and then lunches will be here in a little bit. We got some fruit punch.
This is the seventh summer that the St. Francis Cooling Center has been in existence, and the second year it's been housed exclusively at this location. The center is open 6 days a week from 12 noon to 4:30 p.m. 75 lunches a day are provided by Carrie Dodd Community Kitchen, which is a program of the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona.
Some guys will go over, pick up a magazine and read. There's no music unless they want to put headphones on, get to that cold water, and then relax, lay down, take a nap. Some of the guys just kind of shoot the bull in between each other.
Life on the street without a home means maintaining a constant awareness of your surroundings. For many here, it's a chance to let their guard down, rest their bodies and their minds, and even get some uninterrupted sleep in a safe and comfortable environment. We spoke with one man who is a frequent guest of the center.
We look forward to 12 o'clock every day to come in here and relax for 4 hours. We're safe, we're cool. And we can sleep knowing that nothing's going to hurt us here.
Johnny is 62 years old and has been living without a home for the past 3 years. Along with the need for food, water, and shelter, he says the heat and other weather-related factors are a constant challenge.
The heat is something that wears you down because it's there, constantly there, beating on your back, your head. Your body, you get cold water. In 50 minutes, it's hot. So you're drinking hot water, you have to, because you get dehydrated.
Dehydration, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and sunburn are among the many health risks that Tucson's homeless face each day. Johnny is well aware of the serious health threats that these high temperatures present.
If you ain't strong enough, you're gonna get a stroke. You're gonna lose weight because the clothes, you're sweating. And pretty soon, if you're walking, the clothes will stick to your body because it's so damn hot. Where are you gonna go, huh? Where are you gonna go?
I'm waiting on Carl.
Yeah, we'll take one.
The food has arrived and Zawatsky walks through the center with a big cardboard box full of brown bag lunches.
Yeah, there's three boxes for today and three for tomorrow. Two sandwiches, a piece of fruit, some kind of dessert, and usually like a little yogurt or something.
Amy, a young volunteer, greets each guest as she hands out the lunches.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Everyone in the center is starting to cool down. Zawadzki says they try to keep the temperature in the room around 76 to 78 degrees.
Thank you.
The St. Francis Cooling Center was founded by Brother David Bjor, a Franciscan friar of the St. Barbara province. Bjor says the number of homeless visiting this cooling center is up from last year, when there were 50 to 60 coming to the center each day. Now the numbers are in the 70s and 80s. Bjor, or Brother Dave as he is known in the homeless community, sits on the executive committee of the Tucson-Pima Collaboration to End Homelessness, or TPCH. Zawadzki reflects on Bjor's contribution and his priorities.
I don't think there's a homeless guy in town that doesn't know of or have seen Brother Dave, and he always wears his Franciscan robe with his beard. The guys are just in love with him. He cares so much about these people that he wants five-star treatment given to these guys with what we have. But the main thing is just is dignity, is giving these people some dignity and respect for the day.
Zawadzki stirs in some more ice to the fruit punch container with a big metal spoon. He fills a cup and gives it a taste.
The guys like it sweet.
While Carl Zawadzki works to facilitate the efforts of the cooling center, he can relate directly to where these men and women have been and what they are going through.
I was there at one time, and you know, when you wind up on the streets, you say, oh my God, like how did this happen? And it's not real easy to get off the streets. And when you got the clothes on your back and no money in your pocket, you can't even afford a toothbrush or a haircut. It's hard to go in for a job interview. But for the grace of God and the story in itself, I wound up getting off the streets. And I'll never forget the people that helped me and you know, the grace that was given to me to get off the streets. And it's because it's not a happy place.
Along with being homeless at one time in his life, Zawadzki also happens to be a recovering alcoholic and sees the time he spends here as part of his recovery.
A big part of recovery, to live well within your skin, is restitution in whatever form that covers. But restitution for harm's done. And it makes you grateful for what you have and knowing that some twist in life, you could be right here. Whether you're recovering or you're not recovering, I just think the world would be a better place if we were just kind of keeping an eye out on the guy next door just a little bit.
As the time to leave the cooling center draws near, these men and women begin to gather their things. Some have books, some have backpacks, some have only the clothes on their backs and the shoes on their feet.
I give credit and I give thanks to these people that do this for us.
Johnny says he is rejuvenated, but that is tempered by his pending return to the streets.
So we got a little bit more strength. But come 4 o'clock, we gotta set our minds to go back where we were at 12 o'clock. Because we put on our backpacks, the door's open, we just go. But our mind is a little bit more refreshed.
As they leave, you know, they have some kind of container. Most of the guys go over to the fruit punch or the water, fill up their container for whatever trek is waiting for them as they get out of here. And then tomorrow morning when I come back, it's like I'll put the cots back out and just start all over.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Mitchell Riley.